70-year-old Lawrence Gambone was snorkeling in waters off Hanauma Bay on May 24th when he got into trouble.
I have a bad heart, and I think I had some kind of a cardiac arrest, and that's why I was floundering in the water, which the lifeguard saw, and then I think my heart finally stopped.
Ocean Safety lifeguard Elizabeth Bradshaw spotted Gambone and paddled on a surfboard 100 yards to Gambone's location.
It's a pretty far paddle out to the slot. There's a place in Hanauma Bay where it's kind of a hot spot for rescues because of the current that pulls out.
Bradshaw was a swimmer and played water polo in high school before becoming a lifeguard in California, where she grew up. With her partner, lifeguard Jared Javero, she administered CPR all the way in and brought Gambone to shore. Emergency Medical Services paramedic Stacy Yoshikawa, a supervisor at the Hawaii Kai Station, took over, inserting a tube into the patient's windpipe and administering intravenous medications.
I came in when Ocean Safety had already obtained a pulse and the patient was breathing, and I came in to basically secure his airway and monitor him and make sure that he gets to the hospital in the same shape I found him in, or even better.
Meanwhile, Ocean Safety Lieutenant Kavika Eckhart gathered Gambone's belongings at Hanauma Bay looking for identification. He also helped Gambone's wife, Marilyn, get to the ER.
So we put her inside the Ocean Safety truck, drove her up to the top of the hill in the parking lot, and we just called Uber. Uber was there in a minute, really quick. Got her situated in the Uber, make sure the Uber guy knew where he needed to go, and best wishes, and look how it came out.
Emergency Services Department Director Jim Howe said it was a team effort by Ocean Safety, EMS paramedics, Honolulu firefighters, and the Queen's medical staff. But he praised lifeguard Bradshaw for being observant and responding quickly.
If you know, see them, you know, get them. And Elizabeth saw this happening, and it was her ability to recognize that Mr. Gambone was having distress before maybe even he recognized it, and already reacted and responded, so that by the time she arrived there, she was able to bring this to fruition. And so congratulations.
Queen's Medical Center Chief of Emergency Medicine, Dr. Howie Klemmer, says the risk of brain injury due to lack of oxygen is the primary concern following cardiac arrest.
They've got about a minute or two before they need CPR. Nowadays, with high-performance CPR and advanced life support, they can take quite a while to get to us.
Gambone thanked all of the first responders for saving his life. He and his wife will be reunited with their three children and grandchildren.
My wife's been after me to retire for years. I want to work, but I've decided I will go back to Texas, and I am going to retire, yeah.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.